Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran has a children's theme park, which, like the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, are now training Palestinian children to kill Jews, so the Iranians want to prepare their young people to kill Jews as well. Well, that is the headline, and David Dolan, my broadcast partner in the Middle East, will have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Often we talk, David, about how the Palestinians there in Israel are training children to hate the Jewish people and then get involved in military activities. Some of their summer camps involved in giving them training, military training. Well, I've got a headline now coming. I want to ask you about it. Iran has a children's theme park, which markets jihad against Israel. They're training their children as well to want to destroy the Jewish state.
Something they've all been doing, really, and it comes after the example of the Palestinian Authority, you know, that is supposedly at peace with Israel. And the Israelis have long complained that Palestinian television encourages children, in particular the children's shows, their own Sesame Street encourages the kids in a less direct way, though, than we see in Gaza. In Gaza, with Hamas and Islamic Jihad, we have full open training camps for these kids. And a month ago, it was on the television, a graduation ceremony at a kindergarten was used to stage a play where the little children were stabbing Israeli, and everybody and the teachers and everybody was applauding and encouraging this sort of behavior. So again, this conflict will certainly never end if 5 and 6 year olds are being taught to murder and kill and do it in a brutal way. We're not talking about military training necessarily. They're also being encouraged to be jihad warriors, whatever they do in life. So that means they're creating more, quote, lone wolves possibly in the future, these people, young people that will just take action. So it's very, very worrisome to the Israelis. And Israel did pull all of its forces out of there and all of its civilians out of there in answer to the demands of the Palestinians in 2005. And yet all these years later, it's still being used as a staging ground for rocket attacks and then for training their young people in the art of jihad war. And very sad indeed.
David Dolan, our broadcast partner in the Middle East, keeps us informed on this key region of the world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Both the Palestinians and the Iranians are training their children to kill Jews. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's prophetic word tells us that the Palestinians and the Iranians want to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth. That's Psalm 83 and verse 4. Bible prophecy also says that the Iranians and the Palestinians will be defeated in this effort to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. This report on both the Palestinians and the Iranians training children to kill the Jews in the future does indeed set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...